Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
Freedom! Oh my God, oh my God. The grapes. Oh, the grapes.
Is that the viral video where she's stomping on gapes? Oh, gapes.
Gapes.
Where she's gaping.
She stomps on gaping holes.
And then it was made into a movie called Holes.
Yeah, starring Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Give me a shy.
Give me a shy. Shy me off a piece of that boof.
Give me a shy. Give me a shy.
Hi, everyone.
Why did you look at me when you give me a shot?
Because I felt you looking at me.
We're all looking at you because you're on your phone.
Well, because
I look at you all the time.
I'm looking for this picture of me and Loki, my dear friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from Disneyland?
Yes, I met
Loki. Or from
Loki.
My dear friend.
I met Loki.
How's Loki these days? Because, you know, his season ended on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Did you guys have a chance to catch up?
We didn't watch Loki this show.
But you knew who he was because
we are speaking of my podcast newcomers, in case you're unfamiliar. I knew who he was because I've seen him in many films, such as Thor.
I've seen him on The Great White Way.
I screamed his name, Loki, please take a picture with me. I'm a loser.
Now, was he in the character? Did he say
he
Loki
was.
Stuff to you?
He did. And I was taking this
what
photo
Loki
with him.
Loki stuff did he say?
He was like,
"Hi, I'm Loki."
He's like, "I'm low-key hungry right now." I took a picture with him. I don't know what he said initially. He kind of was just speaking in the general lingo, and then I was
Marvel superheroes.
I was so excited, and then I thought, MCU. Actually, I'm standing here with two children who probably should be taking a photo with him.
Make sure you stay for the credits.
So I said to my nephews, "Hey guys, do you want to take a picture with Loki?" And then one of them said no, and one of them said yes, and he's like. One for two. Something sort of
I like that.
That. I like and then that. I forced them both to be in it.
Hey, got
one for two.
Yeah. And then they both were in it.
Wow.
Yeah, great story.
Great shit. Loki.
I liked it.
But I got to meet Loki and I saw Doctor Strange.
I got to meet Loki. Yeah.
You just saw Doctor Strange. You didn't get to meet him.
I didn't speak to him.
We watched it in my backyard and didn't invite you, to be
That's
honest.
That's fine. And guess
well,
what?
To be quite clear,
I probably wouldn't have come.
You wouldn't have come.
I don't want to watch that.
You don't want to watch it.
Not at this time. I feel like I need to get through my Marvel work for my podcast, and then maybe I'll watch something for fun later, but I'm not adding him in now.
It's unfortunate when you're doing a movie podcast when it feels like work.
Yeah, it's
tough. Because you should be watching them for fun.
For sure. And I think that
that's true pain.
I'm excited to be done with this season only because it means I don't have to watch anything for "quote unquote work" anymore.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
I like watching things for fun.
Yes. Well, I've taken to now because I've been watching so many shitty movies, although some good ones. I now am forcing myself to watch like legitimately good films instead of just like when I have a break. Let me watch something for fun. That's just that could be bad or whatever. I'm like, no, I should be watching something good because.
Time is running out.
A dog's purpose.
You have to.
Like that.
Yeah.
You want to fill your brain with the goods.
Well, like something.
F that B with the G.
Well, because like
something that I'm not maybe feeling of like, oh God, this is going to feel like work, like a French, you know, film.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll force myself to do it because.
Is there anything that feels more like a day at a factory than a French film? My God.
We're so elite.
We are the elite.
We're not relatable. I don't care.
Elites.
I don't care.
Lauren, I'm looking at your water bottle.
Yeah.
And there's two fruits. It looks like cherries, but they're not the color of cherries. Maybe they're apples.
Two fruits.
And, okay.
It's a parody of two scoops.
What's that?
Ask Tim Kopeckis.
Ask Tim Kopeckis. I have to do homework to figure out what
this is like a riddle.
Yeah.
What are you, Gollum?
I know all about that.
I know you do. So it's two, perhaps apples, an orange one and a green one.
I wouldn't say so.
They look like cherries.
What would
to
you
me.
Say?
They're cherries.
Okay,
they're
there are cherries, but they're, I've never seen cherries that color
unripened.
Before. Unripened. Okay. Mm. And one says one. Look, and
unripened
one says me.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Now what that means.
So I got this sticker at a store in Tokyo called B-Side Label. Where they sell amazing
all
stickers.
I need to hear is Tokyo.
These are
no,
all
I understand.
From there. And I love them so much. It's the most fun store ever. Mm-hmm. And
these are all stickers from. That you put onto a water bottle.
Yeah.
So is the, let me ask, there's one.
This is Mike's water bottle, to be clear. These are his how, choices.
What if he's looking for that in the hat bin?
California state law, 50-50.
If you guys got
it's
divorced.
My right to use it.
That's right.
If you guys got yeah. divorced, and I hope you don't. Let me
I
just say
I hope we
that.
Don't, too.
But to be honest, it's about 50-50, whether sure. you will or not. But if you were to get divorced.
So it could happen days. To you. It could happen to you.
Yeah.
50-50.
I'd be shocked.
Would you take that? Would you say, like, look, I got these stickers. I want the bottle.
This bottle, I would let him keep.
Really? Even with the stickers that you
it's
like so much?
It's a good bottle. I want to take care of him. You know, even though we're getting divorced, I think he should have a nice ice water
nice
bottle.
Nice ice water yeah. bottle.
Ding, it ding, practice, ding, ding. Practices the rice method. Rice, ice, cease.
Rice, ice, cease.
Oh, the cat says goofing around. These are great stickers. Do you know of this yeah. Instagram account called Good Shirts?
No.
It is literally just photos of funny t-shirts.
Really?
And I got to say, they are good.
We had to, for the Between Two Ferns movie, Ryan's sort of costume choice was that he would always be wearing t-shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
What are they called?
T-shirts?
What's this?
Good t-shirts.
Good Shirts.
Good Shirts.
Is the name of the account.
But we couldn't do like real t-shirts because they're all copyrighted. So mm-hmm. we made them fun. Ourselves.
This is fun.
But the real trick was not making them too funny. We were like.
It has to be just. So you can still watch the scene and not be reading.
Yeah, not be like, why is his shirt, or laughing at what his shirt says. So it was like, it is interesting, like, how just odd the shirts are in that
yeah,
movie.
I feel like they're like.
I have to go back and watch it as the shirt cut.
Yeah.
But I can't even remember any examples, but it was just.
I can't remember them either.
But they were just like, not funny, but not.
I remember one, there was a big real. Picture of a peanut, and then underneath it said peanut store.
And I remember another one, there was a big picture.
But that's the kind of thing that it would be.
That's actually a good shirt.
Yeah. I would buy, hey, let's make Threedom merch? Peanut store shirts.
Peanut store.
Peanut store.
That's such a good inside joke from Threedom. Only Threedom heads.
Classic.
Why? I feel like you're against us.
What?
Why do you not like us anymore?
That's such.
Lauren?
No, just right now at this
okay,
moment.
Okay, good.
What happened?
What happened? I got pissed because I finally realized
what
this peanut store isn't big enough for the three of us. There's only room for one person.
Well, let's get rid of one peanut.
So on the front, picture of a peanut underneath peanut store. On the back, this peanut store isn't big enough for the three of us.
This peanut store isn't big enough
I
for the three of us.
I think it should be a picture of a peanut and then it should say peanut store.
No.
No, that's too funny.
P-E-A-N-U-S.
Too funny.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what the problem is.
P-E-A-N-U-S.
Penis.
This shit is penis.
P-E-A-N-U-S. Guys,
welcome to Threedom. I'm
welcome
Paul.
To Threedom.
Well,
I'm
we never
Scott.
Said that. I'm Lauren.
We didn't say it last episode either.
Yeah, we did. Scott did.
Did you?
I
always said welcome to Threedom, but we didn't say who we were.
I had my feet up.
He did.
I'm trying
I really
to-
remember it.
Because I'm trying to eh.
I really remember it.
You're trying to help your little leg
I'm trying
out.
To eh. I'm trying to elevate.
Oh, you're up to eh.
Yeah.
I'm still
so
on
you've
rice.
Done,
I'm eating rice.
So you've done rest.
I've done rest.
You haven't. You skipped ice.
Today I skipped ice, but I'll go home and ice.
Let's see.
Constriction.
You skipped that and you just went to elevate. So you've
gone right to elevate. You don't have to do them in order.
R-E. Oh, it's probably better.
Oh, I thought you had to do them in order.
So what's everyone's deal? Everyone's
I am constricting it, though.
We got our legs up on the table.
Yeah,
we're relaxed.
This is a relaxing episode of Threedom.
I love it.
Only listen to this. Don't listen to it on Thursday. Listen to it when you get off work.
Love it.
Yes. What I like about our show is it's relaxed. It's conversational. Mm-hmm. We're just shooting the breeze, and we're three people who know each other.
Meanwhile, Kevin Like a Sneak is trying to take pictures of our legs.
Kevin Like a Sneak.
There's a shadow of a microphone stand over Kevin's face through the window, and it looked like he had a top knot. And I was like, when did he put his hair up? And then I was like, when did he get long hair?
when did he grow enough hair for this top knot?
Oh, my God. I was so surprised. It was so
unexpected. Did you think it was sexy, though?
Did you think it was sexy?
I don't think that they think whether things are sexy or not with people I'm working with.
So anyone you're not working with, you're constantly judging if they're sexy?
I do allow that to enter the conversation, yeah.
Here's a question. Speaking of something that I just reminded myself of. Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart famously has had the same haircut for all of
Rod
his
the
life.
Mod.
Rod
yeah,
the Mod.
It's sort of like a feathery, like...
It's kind of... It you know sticks what, you know, up in
you
the
know
back.
What it looks like? It kind of looks like the puppet from Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Madame whatever.
Tussaud?
No. What's her name?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's Lady Elaine Fairchild.
That's who I mean.
Yes.
But then...
But he sort
she
of
was
looked,
the scary one, right? Lady Elaine?
He sort of looks like Lady Elaine Fairchild.
That's probably what I mean more than anything.
Because the shirt or the hair of Lady Elaine.
His hair is sort of like that. His hair is sort of like that. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
It's not like that. How do you describe this haircut? Because it's like he has bangs... coming down, mm-hmm. but then the back is sort of sticking up.
I would call it's it almost a, like a double coxcomb. Mullet. Yeah.
A double mullet?
All the way?
Bangs in the front.
What does this mean?
Feathers in the back.
Huh.
I'd call it a feathery lift. I'd call it a Burt's Bees.
What if he Burt's started bees. A Burt's Bees?
I'd call it a Bird's Bees.
Rod Stewart and his famous Burt's Bees haircut will be coming to my town.
God. You know, just
Rod Stewart from Hamster Lore.
When I first moved to LA.
No, I'm telling you
that I heard it as Rod Stewart when I was a kid.
The kids in your neighborhood were double dipping and they shouldn't
Sorry.
Be doing that.
Can I just tell you a story about Burt's Bees?
Yeah,
of course.
When I Lauren. First moved to LA, I got I had some friends through Story Pirates, the theater company I was a part of, and I got an offer to do like a day job, one day job that would pay like, I don't know, it must have been a few hundred dollars because I feel like it was pretty exciting. And the job was a Burt's Bees sponsored sort of thing where we went to the beach.
Burt's Beach.
I think we were in Venice Beach, possibly. And we...
Did you see a muscle man?
I saw a bunch.
Was Arnold Schwarzenegger
still
there?
Well, I couldn't roll my tongue back in, so I couldn't even do the job.
Did you see an old lady on a skateboard?
Definitely. So we had to wear Burt's Bees beards that were made of yarn.
Okay.
And we had to wear like a yellow cap and like a t-shirt. And then we were riding these bikes that were stationary bikes that made smoothies. You know, like when you ride... And then we made
smoothies at, like you had to pedal and then activate the thing.
Yes.
Right.
And then handing those smoothies out and then handing out Burt's Bees lip balms and things to people as some sort of promotion.
So you were like
thing.
The Burt's Bees girls, but you wore beards.
Yeah.
To sort of like tamp down the, hey, we're not sexy. We're
yeah,
wait,
just
are
so
there people, Burt's Bees girls?
Well, it's like the Budweiser girls who like.
Sure.
You know.
It was really hot, and I think people were really excited. Like, they were attracted to us. I mean, the temperature.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
recall the temperature. I think it
was
they were
freezing cold, but they were.
Yeah.
But it was super hot.
We were
to
all
watch
really
you.
Sexy, and it was men and women, and it was a memorable day. And one reason I remember it very well is that I pocketed like 10 Burt's Bees chapsticks and have been using them for years. I probably still have.
Wow.
No.
I probably do.
I thought you were going to say you pocketed money that you charge. Like, no. You're like, oh, these smoothies are a dollar.
No,
you...
no. I never cheat. No.
Oh. Other than stealing
our hearts.
Uh-huh. I've done it.
And cheating on Mike.
Yeah.
Guess I got to admit it.
I guess I'll admit it right
now. Oh, my God. She admitted it.
I cheat on my husband all the time. Oh, my God. She admitted it.
Oh, my God. She admitted it. Isn't it always insane when you find out someone did that?
It's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the person that we're talking about.
Who are we talking about?
The most famous example.
I don't know.
I don't want to say.
The most famous
well,
example.
It's not immediately clear to
of
you.
Of people
which...
that we know, you mean?
Yeah. I okay. mean, you know.
No, I don't.
Do I know this person?
I don't know.
Oh, boo.
I don't know. We'll talk
it's
about
not
it
like we
the
won't tell you.
Yeah.
I know, but it's not. I like to already know yeah. when people are being yeah. disgusting.
No, I don't know anything about anyone's personal life. Someone was asking me for gossip the other day.
Do I have any?
I'm somebody who asked me for. No, not again.
Stop moving it.
I know.
So I have somebody who asked me for gossip. Right
oh, really?
I'm like, I don't have it.
I never were, ask people for gossip, like, but I feel like I should.
That's we also don't know each other that well, and it's like, oh, I don't know.
That's yeah, risky.
If
that's
I,
risky.
Yeah.
You don't know what
well,
you're...
Well, it's risky, but it's also, if I have gossip, I would have to explain who the people are, right. which is not yeah, fun gossip.
Although, that being said, I've been binging a podcast called Normal Gossip.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And it's very enjoyable. It's literally mm-hmm. people call... well, the woman host has a guest, and then
the
host reads a story that has been submitted. That is just gossip,
maybe.
A gossip story submitted by, so you could literally write in and tell the whole story. Then she'll read it out loud. And then the guest kind of like says what they should do, what she thinks, what the guest thinks they would do, whatever. And it's very, very fun. It's a really good listen. And one thing I'm surprised by is that a lot of times there's no resolution because it's just a story that's second hand mm-hmm. or third hand, but you still feel like it was fun to listen to because it's like you got a good juicy little story.
Juicy tit.
And as it goes along, juicy tit?
Tid.
And as it goes along, you're thinking, what would I do? Oh my God, this is so annoying. You yeah. just imagine it all happening. It's very fun.
Well, this person said, okay, tomorrow we were getting dinner because we were away.
You're cheating on co-op.
We were away from
because
birthday.
It was dinner time.
We were getting dinner and they were like, okay, for tomorrow, think about it. Take a day and think about it and bring back some juicy gossip.
What?
So this is like a homework what? Assignment.
No.
Here's the other thing. This is a friend of Kulop's. Kulop tells her all the gossip.
Right.
Kulop knows the gossip. I don't know the gossip.
Yeah.
So I really racked my brains and all I had was something pleasant that someone did.
It's very kind.
I was like, this person had some good news recently.
Did you do it in a salacious voice, though?
I've got to tell you something really nothing. Crazy.
I had nothing because I don't know any. Someone tell me some gossip out there.
Yeah, you should goss. Listen to Normal Gossip.
Yeah, but who cares?
Right.
I mean, I
so
do.
So you're this person.
I do
you.
Understand the appeal of that because it's like every once in a while I'll see that on Instagram. Solomon Giorgio would do it a lot.
Oh, because his podcast also is yeah. similar. It's but the guest is sharing gossip from their hometown.
Yes. Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But just seeing that like this, there was this, guy who worked at my mom's bank who did whatever. It's like, it is kind of fun.
I think it right. is fun because it's, yeah. there's something very funny about the normalcy of it. It's just kind of and how relatable it all is.
Yes.
Everyone has heard a story like this in
exactly.
their life. And
yeah.
But then every once in a while, someone that we know, like there'll be big, huge breaking, like
oh, yeah. well,
earth shattering.
That's when it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's when
and
it
that's
goes.
The kind that this person was asking me for. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, no,
I
that you would have already said it if there yeah. was.
Oh, did this person like wanted Hollywood gossip?
No, wanted gossip about people we knew.
Jesus.
You would know if there
was
something.
I don't like that.
Yeah, and Kulop would have told them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the idea of like, no, I really want you to think about this.
No, I really,
I want something on my desk tomorrow.
I was grasping at straws. I had nothing.
I don't ask for gossip, but I feel like the good stuff finds me when it happens.
Yeah, because yeah. you're a willing receptacle
of course,
for this.
I'm a receptacle.
I'm kind of divided on.
Cum dumpster is what it's.
Reminds me of the street Jesus. Called Cumpston in North Hollywood. The worst street name ever.
Worst. Cumpston checks in. Yes, Paul?
Cumpston checks out.
I am. Oh, yeah.
Sequel?
Mm-hmm.
What Cumpston were you going to say?
Cumpston extends his stay by 2 days.
Because his plan's changed.
Cumpston gets a meal voucher because his flight was canceled.
Cumpston!
I'm divided on gossip because obviously if it's something that's kind of salacious about people that it's sort of removed from you, like it's not like a friend of yours, you know, but it's somebody that's maybe on the outer edge of your circle.
Yeah, like that's fun.
Yeah, somebody you don't care about.
It feels
yeah,
harmless.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've had it where somebody started to tell me something And I've stopped him. I was like, you know what? I don't want that in my head.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that about this
person. I'm close to this person. I just don't. That was the thing about.
Or sometimes it seems like I've had people tell me things that are so personal that it's like, I understand that in the context of this story, this person is bad or whatever. But it's like, now you're telling me something that is absolutely none of my business.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know.
That's how I would feel about people's dating situations too. Like if two people I know dated for a while and then they would break up and one would complain about, I would be like, I don't really care. Yeah. I don't, because people break up, people, you know, it has to cross into a level of like, oh, this person like majorly did a wrong thing or something illegal or something like that for me to like want to hear that kind of stuff.
Well, I do think that's tricky because it becomes kind of a gray area where you're like, so does that mean I'm not supposed to be friends with that person anymore? Because you told me this negative thing about how they were in your relationship.
And sometimes it feels like it's an active campaign. We had somebody that we knew, two friends that like briefly hooked up. Like it was a matter of like a week or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Hot.
And then after it was over, it was pretty hot.
A week, man, that's perfect.
They were fucking for a week.
I mean, it's a great amount of time to do it.
But after it was over.
At least three times, given their schedules.
One of them.
Two.
Okay, let's say two, yeah.
One of them
like
was.
Friday night, probably.
Yeah, well, if the week starts on Sunday.
Yeah, they wait until Friday.
Yeah, and then do Saturday, and then it's over, yeah.
And one of them was trying to. Like kind of get us to not like the other one. And it's like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Like, and it felt like the buried lead was you are actually wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's always wild.
Sometimes two people are dating and one person I don't know well and one I do know well. And the one who I,
this is like four people know
the one I don't know well.
There's someone you don't know well. There's someone you do know well. There's someone you wish you knew well. And there's someone.
Oh, these are the people that you mean in life. There's one, you know, well, there's one you don't know well. Some you do not know well. Some you do know well.
Oh, okay. I see the differences there.
So like good friend's partner that I don't really know Jack all that Bauer? Well, tries to like Jack Bauer.
He big hit.
Good friend's partner.
How could he ever date? He's like
good
24 hours
partner.
Of the day. He's out there
Jack
fighting
Bauer,
terrorists.
24, he big hit.
Big hit. So good friend's partner will, they'll break up and then good friend's partner will try to like say like, hey, you're on my side about this.
Right.
And even if my good friend is in the wrong, it's like, no, I don't know you.
Yeah. I find it odd though sometimes where there's a breakup and then your people you know do stay in contact with that person almost more than they did before. Like you'll find that and you go, oh, so I guess none of that landed. What's up?
See, I think it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of sad. The dreams of which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. So that's me.
So what we're trying to say out there is don't gossip.
So you weren't going to say anything.
No, I had nothing to add.
Don't gossip. And if you know two people who are breaking up, just let people fuck and have fun and then break up. And it's like, who needs to judge anyone?
If you know two people who are breaking up, let them fucking have fun.
If you're out there having the summer of your life, fucking around, do whatever you want, live it up. And now the next song goes out to Kimberly on the West Coast.
Kimberly, I hope you're slutting it up out there and having a great time.
She's rollerblading at Venice Beach right now. We want to give a shout out.
If you're seeing a dog in sunglasses, you're probably on Venice Beach right now. So have a great time and enjoy those Burt's Bees, chapsticks, and a smoothie on us.
Get that dog on a skateboard and push it into the ocean. Let's hear it for the boys.
Let's give the love a hell.
All right, we'll be right back.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
And we're back. Oh, my God. During the break,
We talked about all the gossip that we can't say.
Sorry. And it was so juicy that if Kevin leaves it in instead of putting it in an ad, I'm going to be pissed.
No,
Kevin,
it was so juicy.
We don't really have ads, do we?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes.
The things we advertise, by the way, we're gossiping about. It's coded in there.
Yeah. Oh, there's gossip mixed into all the ads.
What happened to Lisa Mattresses?
Whatever happened to them? I haven't seen hide nor hair of them.
I mean, they used to be. I used to have the name Lisa in my mouth every day.
I used to forget to talk about them on tour, and Lauren would have to bring it up.
And I'd go, "Oh, I think you're thinking of your friend Lisa right now. Is that not the case?" Oh. Are you excited for tour? Everyone should be buying tickets. Is it sold out yet?
Some shows are just about sold out.
Oh,
but
nice.
Get
on there and get your tickets.
Are we about to go? I don't even know when this comes out.
No, but I'm just saying now is a good time to buy them.
We're about, I think maybe it starts next week as far as whenever this one is coming out, or maybe we're in the middle of it, but yeah.
Maybe, who knows?
Oh, will it be in the middle of the tour?
We might be in the middle of it when this is released. But in any case, we're Snapchat.
Might be in the middle of it.
We're Snapchatting.
Oh, such good times.
I have to remember to bring that back.
I'll be sad to not be there.
Lauren, we're going to miss you.
We had such fun
when it was.
Same.
Oh, it's not going to be the same.
It's going to be different in a better way.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's going to be great, is what I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
I really am going to miss you on the tour.
Me too. Yeah. And I'm shooting a movie in August, so I won't be there to explain.
Yeah.
And the movie is the Comedy Bang Bang tour movie, so that's weird.
That's really strange.
Yeah, I'm just making up my own story and kind of, I got guys to fill in to play you guys. I think you'll be happy.
Who's playing me?
I think it's just, well, he's like an unknown, but he looks like
more unknown than me. How's that possible?
He's anonymous. He doesn't have a name.
It's anonymous with the V for Vendetta act.
Oh my god!
Actor chooses to go by anonymous.
And you're playing me, and then somebody else is playing you.
I do a really good you impression, and then the me is played by Kristen Schaal and Chelsea Peretti combined.
They're switching off scenes.
CGIing like an amalgamation of their faces.
An incredible amalgamation.
It's an incredible amalgamation. That's what it's called.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
An incredible amalgamation : the CBB Tour 2022.
Where's this going to stream?
Up your asshole, I think.
Okay, great.
Like a bidet.
Great. Is that a stream?
I think
a stream goes down.
What would you call it?
A forceful
gush.
If you're spraying a hose and you turn it towards the sky, it's still a stream.
No.
What do you call it then?
An effrontery to God.
Oh, shit.
God doesn't want to be wet.
Maybe he does. And that's why he invented hoses.
You think he invented hoses?
He put them there to test us like dinosaur bones.
Every invention that man
creates.
Let's
see if these guys will spray me.
Wow. Why isn't anyone spraying me?
Hoses aren't powerful.
Your hose too short to spray on God.
Is it possible? Oh, Lauren.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, Scott.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's gonna be lonely out there on the road without you, Lauren.
I know. What are you gonna do? Who are you gonna put in my place? I mean, who could fill my huge shoes?
You do have huge shoes.
Huge.
But it's because of your wiki feet.
It's because
you want to protect them.
My foot ego is gigantic.
Yeah. You stuff them with Kleenexes to like with aloe vera.
Yeah.
Aloe. Lauren, we did a show.
Oh my God, we did.
It was so much fun.
It was so fun. We had an audience.
We finally were in front of an audience.
It was really fun.
Did people clap?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
That sounds so fun.
And it was our first show with an audience. How many shows have we done now? 15?
Jesus, something
20?
Like that. Yeah.
And it was our first time with an audience, and it was so different.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again.
So different.
We laughed a lot.
Yeah. I think we should do it in September.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wake me up when September ends.
Oh, okay. I guess it doesn't.
Is that from a song?
He's jealous.
Are you jealous?
I want my own show.
We keep asking you to do Threedom Live, and you always say no.
I don't do a Threedom Live.
I can't. I'm too busy.
We did it once, and it was fun.
I'm too busy.
I think it'd be a really good time.
Yeah.
You're not too busy to go out one night.
We could do it at Dynasty Tipperitter, and we could stream it. Stream it to the world.
Every hour of the day is filled up.
Oh, come on now. You liar.
I'm lying.
You're just afraid.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid of performing in front of people.
You're scared little baby.
We got to do it. It would be so fun.
It would be so fun.
If everyone out there wants us to do it, comment on our latest Instagram post begging us to.
Yeah, literally beg us. But look, Lauren, you can't do it anyway because you'll get a movie.
I'll be able to do a one-night show.
We did it. We did a one-night show.
Yeah, we just did it.
You didn't do a movie instead?
I passed.
You passed? Which movie did you pass on?
It was called... what was it called? Titanic 3.
They skipped over 2?
Yeah. I think they did 2, but it went VOD.
Oh. Who was it? It was a different boat?
It starred The Door.
The Doors?
The door that he lays on. There's a... There's a
Doors in Titanic 2. Titanic, I want to... you.
Oh, God.
That's a... It's so... dated in the weirdest way to have a Doors Titanic movie. It makes no sense.
I mean,
it's entirely wrong.
The Doors movie, Oliver Stone, came out in what, 92?
I really dislike
Titanic.
Doors
came out in 98.
I'll say it.
It's not that you dislike it.
I don't enjoy the Doors.
I don't either. What if they made a bunch of like Beatles
Monkeys?
Types movies?
Oh, yeah, like as the Doors.
The fun Doors. Having adventures.
Why did they call the Doors?
The Doors to Perception, dear.
Yeah. Aldous Huxley, dear. My dear.
I see, dear.
They had a good logo, I will say that.
Yeah.
Good logo.
That's the thing about bands. If you get a good logo, use it on every one of your
records.
That's
true, but you know what's kind of crazy? Maybe you can shine a light on this.
Yeah.
Target sells... band t-shirts now that are Nirvana, Rolling Stones, you know,
the famous
Notorious B.I.G. Why are they able to do who did that? The Rolling Stones said Target can sell our shirts.
Probably a company makes them.
I feel
them,
like that's wild. And Nirvana?
Either one company makes them all and has worked out the licensing.
One company makes them all.
Never mind.
So one company licensed
either
them.
Either Target buys them all from one company and they individually license that would make it sense, from each I guess. Band. That's probably the case. Or Target is out there like... reaching out to various
knocking
t-shirt
on
companies
doors, going, hey, look,
we have their individual.
I'd love to see a Nirvana shirt in our stores. What do you say?
The kids want the 90s now.
They don't go talk to
which Nirvana
Chris
shirt is it?
Novoselic.
Is it the one with the three band members? Face. The smiley guy.
Yeah. They have it in baby sizes as well.
Aww. Yeah.
What do you think about that? About do you put your baby in things that you think are cool?
So you far, I mean? She doesn't really wear any logos of any kind. She's
Pennzoil.
Pretty exclusively patterns.
That's the move.
I have her like in a Pennzoil
like
track
a NASCAR
suit.
Racer. Yeah. Yeah.
STP.
Absolutely.
But I think I would gladly do it. I just think baby clothes are so cute with all their little kittens and patterns. And it doesn't, you know.
Baby clothes are cuter than like your musical taste that you're putting on your baby. Yeah. It doesn't really do anything for me. Like, I don't think
it doesn't.
What about
you know what it is? It's played out.
Yeah.
Like, whenever that first was happening,
right,
I would say that's
that
pretty
cool
funny to see like
a
Ramones onesie or whatever. Right. But now it's like, no, you can't.
What about a t-shirt that's with true. Like a funny saying on it? I'm trying to think of the baby ones that I've seen of like.
Like, oops, I farted.
Oops.
Thought it was a fart. Turned out it was a shit.
Thought it was a fart.
That's funny.
Turned out it was a shark. Thought it was a shark. Turned out it was a shit.
This is good. Reclaiming my time.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a good shirt for a baby
but
to
no,
wear.
But do you...
Reclaiming my time.
Do you put
and
Holly
then I want
in,
Holly in
the
a shirt that
things?
Says Biden for president. Do I put her in what?
Do you put her in like shirts?
I don't. No. I don't put her in funny shirts. I really don't.
Just all floral.
All, you know, just cute.
She's
just
cute. Cute.
Just cute.
She's not funny. She's cute.
Fruits and vegetables. She got adorable clothes.
Fruits and vegetables.
Stripes. I do buy her a lot of boy clothes because I just think they look really cute. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, a whole world of patterns they don't decide to share between genders.
Why is that?
It's I don't true. Know. It's very stupid, especially
like
for
what type
babies.
Of patterns? Like a gingham?
Like navy. Like the stripes are just more quote unquote masculine colors.
What makes a stripe masculine?
That you will see.
Like if you look at
a Frederick Douglass poem.
What makes a stripe masculine?
But like it's like, and they also have different snaps. The boys' clothes have snaps on the shoulder, whereas the girls have snaps on the back.
Huh.
And then it's
I gotta ask this. What's up with the buttons being on opposite sides for men?
I feel like I used to know that and I don't remember.
I don't know, but doesn't it throw you off when, well, I guess you don't often put on a woman's shirt,
no,
but when I put on a man's shirt.
You don't know how to do it.
Yeah, your hands
everything
you don't
should
know how
be,
to do it.
I go, huh?
Everything should be uniform.
You call your doctor.
Why
say,
is it different buttons?
I don't know.
You want me to look the shit
yeah,
up? Right
look
now?
It up. Because it
we deserve
does it have
answers.
To does it have anything to do with like hand strength or like like they know men are jerking it, so the right hand is
I mean
stronger.
What about so a left-handed man wears a woman's shirt?
I guess so. And then women are flicking the bean with the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out.
That's exactly what it says here on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you look
I'm
up flicking
that,
the bean in
I'm
Wikipedia?
Seeing that right here. Yes. Who added that? I love it. Uh-huh.
But yeah, what I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And why would it be even a thing? Is it to deter people of other genders from being in specific clothes or Paul, you have nothing.
No, I thought Lauren was looking it up. So I stopped.
I just saw the worst thing when I opened my phone. I'm like, it's like, that's horrible.
What'd you see?
I can't even talk about it. It's just bad news.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's just,
I saw that too.
I don't know. I don't think you saw it. I think I saw it. You might've seen a different piece of bad news. This was just, something.
I think I'd know which one that you saw.
Oh my God. I will have to talk about it later. I don't want to, I don't want to ruin anyone's day.
Here's what I've
nuclear
put in. Here's what I've put
out.
In.
Yeah, no, it's not, it's like, it's not a news. Mine is not a news story. It's just
mine was a
I was going to put in why do women.
Somebody knows somebody who something bad happened to them.
Yeah.
Something bad happened to me. Yeah. And I texted it to Lauren.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Well, Lauren could tell you.
Oh, Lauren.
What
happened to Paul?
With what?
So I started to put in the words, why do women, and what comes up right away is why do women live longer? Why do women wear hijabs? And why do women have periods?
Jesus Christ.
So which one
why
do we get
do
to
they
talk
do,
about?
Like, women decide.
This
to
is,
have,
by the way, this is
why do
good,
women have periods?
This is not a bad three-ter when we don't have anything to talk about is to put in three words and then find out the answer
why,
to some of these.
Why do women's? That leads us to why do women's nipples hurt? Why do women's periods sink?
Stink.
What
sink?
Did you try to look up?
Why does Victoria's Secret underwear have a pocket?
What?
It does?
It does.
All right.
I don't think I've ever seen
why
that.
Do women's... I can't shirts. Believe that shirts is not like doesn't come up right away.
Shirts.
Oh, so you're just going down a hole.
Why do women's shirts button on the left?
Here we go.
Oh,
then we'll find out about the period sinking.
Get
or
a load of this shit.
Okay.
Wealthy women back then did not dress themselves. Their ladies maid did.
Oh, and they needed it.
Since
on...
most people were right-handed, this made it easier for someone standing across from you to button your dress.
But
that's
then why keep it going
so
now
weird.
When we can't afford servants?
We have so many weird things like that in our world that we just kept doing. I hate this country and world.
Well, please raise Holly to button on the dominant hand.
I absolutely will.
Promise me.
I'll make
please.
Sure her dominant hand is the one that buttons a woman's shirt.
Raise Holly to pass the duchy upon the left-hand side.
Pass the duchy on the
left-hand side. I said pass.
I want Holly to like me.
Oh, she loves you. But you need to spend more time to make sure he loves you.
But I want...
Didn't you feel that?
I felt we did have a little connection.
Yeah.
The last
time. She's getting much more outwardly affectionate though.
But she was like
I found even today she was like almost like hugging me back more than
really cute. She was grabbing at my watch and then she would like look at me and smile.
She loves watches. Oh, yeah. She'd love that big face. Do you have a special Apple?
That big face.
Watch? No.
On your head.
It looks bigger.
No, it's regular.
But is it just what you have it in? The case?
Didn't you used to buy watches?
There is a case around it, yes.
Paul, didn't you used to buy watches?
I was a big watch guy.
Weren't we in a mall once in the Beverly Center and you were looking for watches?
Yes, yeah, I think so.
I bet.
I probably went to the Fossil
store.
How many
watches do you have?
Not that many anymore.
You've given them away or donated them.
Did you throw them in the trash?
I smashed them with a hammer. It was
like
part of a magic
trick. Mad Hatter or something.
And I couldn't do it.
Let me try again.
I gave them away because Janie got me an Apple Watch, and so I did not. I mostly wear this. Yeah. But I have a couple pocket watches, and I still have some automatic watches, which are the kind that are powered by your wrist movement.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So you don't need to wind it.
So it's like somebody's wearing me. I guess so I'll just keep the time.
I guess I'll keep this going.
Wait, what?
Like it, the wrist movement kind of implies it's being worn.
It energizes it.
Yes, it makes it run.
It's like the kinetic motion of your
It's the smoothie.
The Burt's Bees smoothie.
That's how I can understand it.
And I have a couple of mechanical watches that are where you have to wind them.
But you have to wear a fake beard.
The winding I find stressful.
Why?
It just feels so stressful. It just feels like
there's got to be a better way.
Let's get a battery in here.
I enjoy it.
But then what about replacing the battery?
Well, I like to do. I love to waste.
But isn't that stressful?
One
isn't that more stressful?
What I just read online is that you can drop off old batteries and things at Home Depot. They have different garbage cans for each thing.
Yes.
In case you're curious.
You should get
and then
one.
They take it to the landfill.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. As long I should hope that it's going somewhere appropriate. But
I know I've read
that they don't.
You have?
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck this shit.
Like the recycling in California, that is.
Oh, I don't believe in. I don't think anyone's really doing it.
It all
anything.
Just goes right in the same.
I can't stand how everything works. Why does nobody care? Why is there not a billionaire who's going, let's fix a couple of these things? It makes no difference to my bank account.
I do like that Mark Cuban is doing the prescription.
I love that.
Thing. Although you're right about him saying, like, we're not spending a dollar on advertising.
That
like,
being
spend
said,
a little
we
money.
Should say yeah. what it is right now because then
yeah,
more
because
people
maybe.
Will know. He started a company that you can buy prescription drugs at like the actual price
of,
that
yeah,
they are
cost.
Like yeah.
yeah
and so it's like
it's like the only time I've ever heard about a billionaire
like
doing something good for anything other than just like giving money away and going like you
to charity
but so they did say
like,
they're not going to spend
directly yeah. helping a lot of people if yeah. they hear about
they
it
they did say they're not going to spend any money on it but it's called cost plus drugs
yeah
just so
cost
you know.
Plus,
so what I want to figure out is
drugs.
How to get all
equals
medications.
Fun.
yeah. What medications are you on?
I'm not on any actually.
What?
You got to be on some.
I'm not.
You got to take care of some of your obvious
but
issues, don't
so,
you?
You search the brand name or the generic name, and then it finds you the item, and then what tells you how much.
What happens if you put in diarrhea?
Okay, let's just try.
Picture of a baseball diamond.
What? Because you're sliding down.
Yeah.
There's no medication called diarrhea.
It's like, which base are you on? and then we can tell you what medication you
but
need.
But here, I'll search.
Third, and you feel a great big turn.
I'm going to search Viagra. You can get it for $480. Come on, guys.
$480 for Viagra?
Save,
I don't need a boner
you save,
that bad.
No, it's $4, $4.80, and you save $178.
A pill or a bottle?
It retails for $183.
That's insanity.
It's a 30
That's
count. A 30 count is under $5 instead of $200.
I can't afford not to get that.
Yeah. I gotta get
I'm
some.
I'm gonna get some for later.
Let's all guys, what if we took Viagra right before we recorded?
Let's see what happens. You guys just fuck each other. And I go behind the glass and sit with Kevin and call the police.
All right, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
And we're back.
We're back.
Now.
Can't deny it. Here we are.
Don't ever argue with us about being back because we said we were back and you're listening to us. That means we are.
This is all I'm going to say on this topic.
Yeah.
We are back, period. End of story.
You know what? You know that commercial that you see on probably HGTV where it's the Property Brothers? Mm. And he goes, fact, we all love video cameras.
Yes.
Video doorbells.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fact?
It's not fact. A fucking fact.
That's
proper.
That's insane.
Love it. I have one. I wouldn't say I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's great.
I love it.
Well, it helps a lot.
This sounds like an ad that we're doing, by the way. The show is actually back. But look.
For 20% off a doorbell, you could just ring anybody else's and steal it.
Because then.
I'm not doing an ad.
What?
Then
for 20% off, go to doorbells.dork/3dork.
But then the indoor Property Brother.
The indoor property.
One's outdoor and one's indoor.
I'll take your word
like
for
they
it.
Get, one's kept in a crate. The other one gets to run free.
No, one's the guy who sells
one's
the houses.
One is
too vulnerable to coyotes.
Construction versus realty.
So yeah. Indoor Property Brother says.
This is how he
follows it up and he goes, personal voice assistants have changed the way we do whatever, right? but the implication is he's saying it's a fact as well. And that's not a fact.
It's not a fact.
The tiny amount of people who use them.
We have a personal voice assistant,
mm-hmm.
if you can call it that.
Right.
And the only thing we use it for is to turn the lights on and off.
Oh, I use a personal voice assistant.
Turn the lights on.
A lot of timers when I'm cooking. By the way, I've gotten into cooking.
Oh, what? This is huge news.
Well, because I did say I really was sick of this. I have started cooking and I'm going to commit to this.
What did you cook?
I've made a few dishes.
Let me see, I took a picture
of the recipes.
That sounds more like pottery.
I want to hear.
I made raw corn zucchini and snap pea salad with a lemon vinaigrette that I also made.
Whoa.
Yeah, no shit.
Was it good?
It was delicious. I made pink cacio e pepe. With pink.
You made cacio e pepe?
I did last night.
What makes it good? Pink?
And, yeah, what's pink
about? Pink peppercorns.
Whoa. And was that good?
It was really good. I made soft scrambled eggs with burrata on toast, with including chives and tarragon. I put tarragon on the shit.
How did you do all this?
This sounds like an ad too. This is all out of a cookbook that I bought called What's Gobby Cooking? Eat What You Want. And it's Gobby Dalkin's book. And they're all really easy recipes.
And
did you
did you have to buy?
I ordered my groceries.
Did you stock up like?
Yes,
some
I did
stuff
what you
need.
Said. I did
this
what
is
you
on
said.
You.
I said.
Oh, no.
I said to Mike. Scott said his mom would buy the ingredients for the week, plan the meal. So I picked out three things I wanted to make, and I ordered my groceries, which I've been doing since the pandemic anyway, and I just put in all the ingredients, which made it much easier because one of the things that holds me up from cooking is that I don't know what all the things are. I'm like, what the fuck is tarragon?
Yeah.
Then I gotta Google that at the grocery store, look around for it, try to figure out what it looks like.
Right.
When I'm ordering the groceries, I could just type it in and then there it is. So that made it a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
And I have found that I'm really loving it, and the meals obviously are way better than everything else I've been fucking eating forever, which sucks.
It's not as because if you're not ordering food too, it's like not as high in certain.
Oh, completely. Like, and it also, it's like I've been wasting so much money. Yeah. Not wasting, because it's been necessary. And having the baby, I feel like ordering became more of a thing because we were just so busy.
Fact. We all love ordering online.
But not ordering. We deleted Postmates from our phones.
Wow. That always works with you.
He deleted our account, so we don't even get
Just like Hillary told you to.
Yeah. And so that was kind of crazy to me, because I have wanted to order things.
No.
But I have not ordered anything. And we're also finding that we're just making, we have tons of groceries always that we're ignoring because we're like, it's easier just to get some.
Yeah.
I'm loving it so far.
That's so good. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I'm going to make some banana chocolate chip muffins from her book as well.
Whoa.
I have plans this week. So, you know, it's all happening.
This is good.
All right. Yeah. This is something I have to do as well.
Yeah.
Because what cookbook are you going to buy?
Well,
shitty food for assholes.
I saw one cookbook. Maybe that's the name of it. But the picture on the cover was like a big bowl of gummy bears and just a spoon and somebody eating them.
Uh-huh.
So that seems like right
up there. You know what? Yeah, I would also like to issue a correction on it's about newcomers.
Oh my God.
So you're doing newcomers corrections on this show?
I said on newcomers that I don't like mochi, but then I felt that I was confused and didn't know what I was talking about. I do like mochi. I recently have been having mochi and I actually love it. I had never had it before when I said that. I was talking about something else and I like it a lot.
Consider the matter closed.
I was thinking of matcha.
There you go.
Yeah. Now that actually cleared that right up because I couldn't figure it out and I was going, I'm thinking of green tea.
They shouldn't make them sound so similar. Anyway, Chevin has a voicemail for us and let's hear it.
None of that was an ad, by the way.
Freedom. I love you guys. Aww. Quick question. Because I know you want questions. If you could have your own like Disney World kind of theme park, what would it be? What would the different worlds be?
Whoa.
What would the different sections of the place be is what I mean.
Whoa.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Stranger.
I was thinking about this regarding Disneyland, how crazy that a guy's last name is now synonymous with, we must.
We have.
Because I feel like I've been like Lapkus. Like if it just said Lapkus, that would be
absolutely
so
talked
weird.
About this
yeah, we
so
have.
Strange.
What would your world be?
Sex world.
I mean,
peep show.
I would say haunted house again, but
mine would be Comic Con. I don't know. I think Disney World kind of nailed it.
It's hard to think of something that they haven't already.
Well, what
done.
Should a new Disneyland world be? Because they've got the future. Then a lot of it is the past, like Frontierland is the past.
Star Wars, the past.
Yeah, I've been down that road before.
Past. Ancient. Oh, so long ago.
Yeah, that's
confusing to me.
But then Adventureland feels like the past because no one's really having these types of adventures anymore. Are they like Jungle
what
Cruise?
What happens? Oh, that's Adventureland.
That's Adventureland. Indiana Jungle Jones Cruise. Is the past.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we went on the Cars Land ride.
Yeah.
And the picture was the funniest fucking picture. My nephew looks so freaked out over that because they take it over the last big crazy.
Yeah. Our nephew, we were there 4 years or so ago, and he was a little like, I don't want to do that again. But I'm wondering how he does.
Oh no, he'll like it now.
Yeah, I bet he likes
it. I think the age, because they had that too about a few things. They refused to go on Haunted Mansion because they were 3 and 6 last time and they were scared of it when we went on it, but now they're 6 and 9, but I couldn't convince them. They're like, never in my life am I going to go on that.
My nephews are veterans of the Gulf War.
So they're scared of but yeah, so what, I mean, I, because the future just takes care of everything, so what in the past could, like, there could be like pyramids and stuff.
You know, I don't think I really want anything from the past. I think I just want something completely fake, like really cute,
like
fluffy
Jell-O
clouds
world.
All over the place. And
yeah,
it's
Rainbow
like,
Land.
Yeah, and everything's like really like fluffy bunnies and stuff.
So you like fluff.
That sounds like it's for girls.
No, boys can do that too, I swear.
You know what I would like to do is something like Meow Wolf does, if you're familiar with Meow Wolf.
I am. I do know
Beowulf?
About that.
No, dear. Oh. Meow Wolf. It's very new.
Okay.
But that's like an immersive experience in New Mexico. And I think they have one in Colorado now and maybe in Vegas. And
is it laser tag?
No. It's like, it's sort of like an immersive art thing where you walk around
laser
and see
tag.
All these different things.
In Marfa? Or where is it? Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marfa's in Texas.
No, yeah, I didn't mean to
say yeah, I did not say Marfa.
You're making shit up. I didn't say shit.
That's my new go-to.
I actually didn't talk.
It's like, I did not say that. The thing that I just said 2 seconds.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
No, you said Marfa.
You can't prove it, and I didn't say it.
But something that has like a, like the whole place has a story to it.
Mm. That's so
you
fun.
Could, what I liked about it is you could go through
delusion.
Scavenger hunt land.
You actually, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It would have to be really smart.
Disney's going to pay me $1 million.
They'll never figure out scavenger hunt land. Way too much
Roger
work.
Rabbit can get involved.
Roger Rabbit can get fucked.
Now, when I think of scavengers, I think of like a sort of Cormac McCarthy's The Road kind of dystopia.
Yeah.
Now, that's what we need in a theme park.
Man, when I start, okay, so I bought that book. I heard it was good or whatever. It is.
I heard
good,
it was hilarious.
No, I forget where I saw it, like on a best of list or whatever. So I started reading that book and when I was alone and I was 20 pages into it and then Kulap came home. And she walked in and my face was ashen.
Oh.
And I was like, I just started this and this is the heaviest book I have ever
it's
read in my
fucking
life.
Fucking intense. Wow. It's an intense book.
It's yeah.
And then they made a movie. Like, the movie's who would not that see great. That movie?
It's not that
great. I'm reading a book that I was told will make me cry.
The Bible?
Yeah.
Because what they did to JC?
Leviticus. Yeah.
What book is it?
It's called Crying in H Mart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's by
Kevin says thumbs up.
Yeah, it's by
I actually can't remember the author's name because I haven't been carrying it around.
Michelle Zahner.
I think it's by Michelle Zahner.
I think it's by Michelle Zahner.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I actually said that first.
Was she on Add to Cart? How do I know about this?
I don't know, but maybe do I do feel like Kulap talked about that book.
Yeah. Oh, she's from Japanese Breakfast.
I don't know.
The band.
I don't know.
She's the lead singer.
Wait. She's a lead singer of a band. And she also wrote a great book.
Yes.
This is unfair.
That's not allowed.
It's not good. Yeah. It's
too
not
much.
Good.
That's awesome.
Let's keep this in check, ladies.
Yeah.
If you can do more than
thing
one thing,
only.
It's like we just started allowing you to do one thing,
at
and now you want to do two things.
At least use a male pen name.
Like J.K. Rowling's.
Yeah.
George Sand.
This book is by George Sand. It's so good. He writes women so well. I love George Sand.
Yes, but I've heard that book is great.
I just finished chapter
and
one.
You would like her band as well.
Well, I know that. I do like Japanese Breakfast. I didn't know that she was an author.
Well, that song she sings about, she's like, I'm the author of Crying in H Mart.
I'm good to write a
I
book.
Wrote that book about crying in H Mart. I wrote that book about crying in H Mart.
Lauren is miming the bass guitar, maybe.
Started miming the guitar, and then the hand went outward.
Gotta cut the balls.
All right, we have to play a creature.
Okay. Yeah, we do. There's no way around it.
I gotta go soon.
Yeah, because someone's calling me that I
gotta take
me
a fucking
nap.
Should have picked up.
No one's calling
me. Uh-oh. We could just end it.
All right. This is a creature. Go to the light.
Go to
this
the light.
This is a creature submitted by Mr. Dirty Randy.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's called In the Manner of the Word.
Okay.
Two people decide on an adverb without the third knowing. A lot of these games involve subterfuge.
Yeah.
The third player asks the others to do tasks in the manner of the word. It could also be done as a scene. The players carry out activities, phone call, singing, a breakup, in the manner of the adverb chosen. Slyly, stupidly,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
sexily.
We know what adverbs
normally.
Are.
Normally. And the third player has three guesses to guess the word.
Normally would be horrible.
Okay.
Normally.
How would anyone figure that out?
Yeah, make a phone call. Hello? Two people decide, the third does not know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
okay.
try it.
Let's try it. Who wants to?
Say it again.
Say it. Okay, we're going
to. I thought for sure we'd have to talk it out a little bit.
Paul and I are going to. No, Paul, guess
so there's
this
an
one.
Adverb that you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you're going to guess.
And then how do.
Did
how
you
do
say
I,
like. No, Paul gets this one.
Yeah, as opposed to Jaws.
There's an adverb. Oh, that was the best. That was the best ever. There's an adverb. You know an adverb in your head. I'm
we're
guessing
gonna,
what it is
gonna,
based
yeah.
on what am I using to guess.
You just
get
the way
us to
we're
do something.
We're in the middle of a scene. We're going to do a scene.
Oh, so I get you to say it.
No, we're going to be doing everything in the style of that adverb.
So
you give us a task and you say, do this in the manner of the word.
It doesn't have to be a task. I think we should just do a scene.
A scene can be a task. Boys.
This is a task
Hold on. We haven't sent the adverb yet.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to do it in your mind.
You're going
to
turn the lights out.
In our mind?
Well,
you don't have to guess too. We're going to decide on one.
Okay, got it.
Right?
Yes.
And we're both going to do it.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of any word. It's really hard when you got to think of any word.
I got a word for
it. Okay, yeah, send it. This is our waiting for Paul to text me music. Okay. This is going to be relatively easy.
Well, that's up to us to make it more challenging.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for coming. I am so glad I was able to hire you both. I need you to clean my home. Obviously, that's why I hired you. You're a cleaning service. There is a lot of mess everywhere. So if you could just, I guess, hop to it.
What's,
Yeah. No, yeah. No, let's do it. Yeah.
What are we?
What are we doing?
It sleepily?
Yeah. We didn't even yawn and you got it.
Great. Okay. Now time for me and.
We were holding the yawns in reserve.
I was like, man, I could probably push this for a while before I bust out a yawn.
First one.
What are you doing?
We're going to do me and Paul are going to do one. And then I'll text him the word.
Love it. Levitt.
You'll love it at Levitt's.
Down.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Hey, guys. I finally got my parents' car. So do you want to get in? We'll get on the road for this road trip.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you guys okay? Are you guys mad at me?
We're fine.
We're fine.
We don't have to go if you're the ones who planned it.
I really want to go. We just have to go now if we're going to go because it's just not going to happen otherwise.
Yeah.
I know what it is already.
Irritatedly?
No.
Look. You're making me not want to
go. I got snacks. Just take them. Put them in the car. Just put him in the car.
I don't care what we do, but let's just do it.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like, what are you waiting for? God.
I'm waiting for you guys to tell me what's going on. I mean, I obviously insulted
Nothing's
you.
Nothing's going on.
Nothing.
We're not insulted.
Do you realize how your voices sound right now? Here,
yeah.
I taped you just saying that.
Okay.
Nothing's going on. Why'd you say that?
Oh,
that's not what
it,
I sound
what
like.
Sound like?
You're putting a filter on that.
What does it sound like to you? That's not what it sounds like.
I don't sound sepia.
What does it sound like to you?
You sound exasperatedly.
We're not exasperatedly.
We sound exasperatedly?
Yeah, you sound you sounded definitely annoyed and
I wouldn't say that we're annoyed.
This is the worst day of my life.
You sound this is like hyperbolic.
No. I'm serious, it is.
Definitely.
I feel like a seven can we just dwarf get this up over in with? Here.
You're let me go through the words in the dictionary.
Oh, my God.
What?
A. Aardvark.
Why would you do that instead of going through the seven dwarves?
Oh. Who are the seven dwarves? Let's see.
Jesus.
Oh, my
Grumpy.
God.
Grumpily.
Yes.
This isn't a good game.
No, this is no good. All right, let's end.
All right. It's been great. Thanks so much for your time.
We love everything. We love everyone.
All right. Everybody send us voicemails. We loved your voicemails. Those have been good. Those kind of prompts. It's fun.
Ha ha la in poo.
And if you have, an advice situation you need to deal with, that's fun too.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram or any other social media, it's at @freedomusa.
That's correct. Write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com. And if you want to hear ad-free episodes of the show, you can go to SiriusXM or cbbworld.com.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Also, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
If you want.
Only if you want.
Bye.
There
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.